For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pat Welter from WRAL-TV5 is joining us. He's with the Wolfpack. We're sort of grabbing him in between assignments and interviews. How much of this experience are guys soaking in, and how much of this experience are guys out here looking to prove a point?
I think one way to put it, Adam, is something Kevin Keith has been saying all week, is they're here to have fun, but they're also here to be business and to win. And I think, you know, seeing this NC State team play, been to their games, cover them like you and I have, you know, like, this is a loose team. Like, that's their personality. They take the personality of their head coach. They take the personality of their star player, DJ Burns. So, yeah, I think they're embracing the moment, having a lot of fun on these, like, early media days. You know, like, you know, DJ Burns is now like a circus around him. You know, he's a cult of personality. So that's a lot of fun. And, you know, they're getting the same questions every round, because everyone's like, every round is writing the ultimate definitive story on this story, because it's incredible and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, it's just an incredible story. At this point, and I haven't necessarily seen DJ in commercials, but he's like, it's like NASCAR. This guy could be every, he's like a walking billboard at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we all knew it. Like, as soon as you saw this guy play, I mean, I remember when he transferred here, and it's like, okay, who are these guys Kevin Keith brought in? They got a big guy from Winthrop. I hear he's got some touch. And then you see him play, and you're like, oh, okay, he's like that. And it was immediate, like, okay, you can see it now. Like, Barstool Sports finds this guy in March, he's going to go viral. You know, he's the lovable big man. You know, it's one of the classic characters of March. And now we're finally getting that moment for them, because last year's team was, in some ways, you could argue, better than this one. Certainly more high-end talent. And so, you know, but you got a Turquavion Smith who's in the NBA, Starkel Joyner. I mean, that was a really good team that just ran into a tough matchup with Creighton. So he didn't get that moment in the sun, and he's getting it now. He's funny, though, because he is, like, as much as he loves the spotlight, he also is trying to play it down. Like, some of his teammates are like, yeah, I mean, he's the same guy I've always known. You know, he's also getting off the bus last. Like, he knows he's the main attraction, too. So he's kind of walking in both ways of the street.
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone can do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
He's just fun. And I think people gravitate towards fun players, fun people. I think his demeanor is very humble. And he also understands that he's kind of representing the school. Like, he's in a unique position to have all of this spotlight. And I think for the most part, all college athletes, it's new to all of them. Because they can do so much more. It is very cool. Pat Welter is joining us, WRAL-TV5. He is, I assume you're somewhere inside State Farm Stadium as you get ready to continue doing what you need to do. DJ Horn, you could argue, though, is if NC State is going to win this game, it might not necessarily be because of DJ Burns. It'll be a DJ Horn or a Casey Morsell to provide enough offense away from the basket so they don't have to rely on DJ Burns.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's kind of twofold, right? Like, it starts with DJ Burns, but it doesn't necessarily have to end with him, where the possessions go through him, right? But then he's going to get doubled, and he's become so good at passing out of that. But like, that's the thing that's been different about him this year, is his efficiency out of those doubles has really been off the charts. And you're right. It might be DJ Horn, and it might be also a cumulative effect of the others, you know, that Shaq always likes to talk about. I think Kevin Keats really nailed it on the head during this run. He's like, as great as Turquavion and Jarkel were last year, if those guys weren't on, we went as they went. Whereas with this team, there's so many guys that are stepping up, whether it's Casey Morsell, Mohamed Diarra, Michael O'Connell. I mean, you know, we're not here without Michael O'Connell's banked in three against Virginia. And something I was reminded of after the ACC championship was this team, as much as it reminds everyone of 1983, also reminds me of UNC from 2 years ago, which was a team
right.
that barely made the NCAA tournament, but clicked in with their roles and had guys step up each round, whether it was off the bench or like in Dontre Styles against Baylor, or if it was, you know, Brady Manek going nuclear from three. And this team in a lot of ways is really similar, where they're a role definition team. And in modern college basketball, you know, this kind of team can win in March.
Yeah. And who is that out of nowhere guy for you other than, I mean, because it might be Mo Diarra, right?
I just talked to Mo Diarra a couple minutes ago. I mean, and what a story, right? Like, everybody knows it now. You know, he's fasting, you know, for all of March for Ramadan. And, you know, I was joking with the trainers. I'm working on a story about it. And they're like, yeah, at this point, like, you know, even if Ramadan was over, they're joking, like, you almost want to keep the routine going because you're so used to it and it's working. But, I mean, like, just think of, like, this team, all these guys appreciate being here so much. All of the starters are transfers, including Diarra. Like, this is a guy that's from France, played soccer, went to junior college, Garden City Community College, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Had to transfer to Missouri and is here and is now. I mean, I think I could argue he's their best NBA prospect.
I agree.
You know, 3-and-D stretch four that, you know, his three-point shot's getting better. I mean, that's incredible. So it's just like, pick a guy. You've got a story, and we're cranking them all out here in Phoenix, me and Casey Hintz, because, you know, we're trying to follow up the best one of the best sports stories ever told with 1983 with 2024.
Pat Welter from WRAL-TV5 is joining us here. That's right. He grew up playing soccer. I'm curious. Do we know? Is he a PSG fan? Does he have a team in Ligue 1 he roots for? Does he have an EPL side? Now I'm curious because I've.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, you're the soccer aficionado more so than me. I covered Orlando City in the MLS, so I'm not going to pretend to know there. But, I mean, you know, his French accent is thick. I have to ask him the next time I'm out there, because I'm sure, you know, he gets the same questions every time he's out here, you know, about fasting, about what changed.
Right.
I'm sure he'd love to talk about some soccer.
So somebody needs to go ask him, is he mad that Kylian Mbappe looks like he's leaving for Real Madrid? I just need to know.
I'm taking notes.
All right. Pat Welter, enjoy the ride, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, we're about to head out to open practice here. So another big day in Phoenix before the big game tomorrow. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Pat Welter here.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.